Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In a moment, we'll talk about one of the greatest threats in the world today, Islamic extremism. In the DVD that you've probably seen, if you haven't, you're going to want to get a copy, Obsession. But first, just brief audio. Have you heard this? This comes from the Associated Press, and it's Joe the Plumber. And I haven't heard it on any other media outlet yet. So are we breaking this news? Joe the Plumber makes an endorsement for president. Well, could you call it that? I think you'll be interested in this. Let's hear it.
Well, that's all we get to pick from is only two candidates.
Yeah, there's no choices there, really.
No, there's no choice there. You know, there's a gentleman named Alan Keyes. The guy's incredibly smart. He's probably too smart for his own good, but I have no doubt he'd probably fix this country in 2 years.
In 2 years, Joe the Plumber being interviewed by the Associated Press. So what do you think about our choice in the presidential election? He said, I really don't like the choice. These two, it's not much of a choice. But Alan Keyes, he does go on. It's a longer clip. And he says, you know, Alan Keyes is so smart. He's maybe too smart for his own good. And he comes across to some people as arrogant. But it's pretty interesting. We've noted around the country, people complaining about the choices, but saying, you know, Alan Keyes, he's on the ballot in California. Our dear friend of Bob Enyart Live, Columbine dad, Brian Rohrbaugh, whose son Danny was murdered at Columbine High School. Brian was voted the vice presidential nominee of Alan Keyes. They're on the ballot in Colorado and Florida and dozens of other states. You'd have to write in their names, but it's pretty neat to have these friends of Bob Enyart Live around the country recognized as a solution to the problems ailing our nation. But right now, you've probably seen the DVD, Radical Islam's War Against the West. It's called Obsession. And the director of the Watch Obsession Education Project is in studio, Tom Trento. Tom, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hey, very nice to be here, Bob. Thank you very much.
Well, Tom, you were here during the DNC. I think you got some of the Democrats upset.
We tried to shake up things a little bit, and we brought our team in to distribute the DVD, Obsession. But we also had some kind of cutting-edge visuals flying around and driving around, trying to make a point, and I'm sure we'll get into that.
Yeah, let's do that. And this here DVD, it's already been seen by millions of people online. Broadcast. Millions of people broadcast and cable broadcast, CNN, Fox News. Of course, the promos for this online have, the talking heads from all the major news programs saying, have you seen this? You've got to see this. This is required viewing for everyone. And I'd like to ask you, how many copies of the DVD have gone out so far?
When it was originally made in 2005, that's when Fox and CNN and Limbaugh and all those guys, Glenn Beck, I mean, he said this is the most important film in the world. Mm. In that first run, about 20 million Americans saw it on all the TV outlets and the ones that bought it. Well, recently, the Clarion Fund, the ones who made that, Clarion Fund, this suspicious group that everybody's trying to figure out,
right,
friends of mine, they have gotten a lot of donations, and they decided to have a big campaign to get it back out, to wake the country up on this issue, and they distributed, they printed, largest printing ever of a DVD in the United States.
Oh, my.
They printed up 28 million copies.
It's just startling, Tom.
Unbelievable.
And you've dedicated your life to warning Americans, and I think it'd go out beyond our borders, about radical Islam's war against the West. 28 million DVDs. Joe Scott, one of the pro-life leaders in Colorado, walked into the studio today and said, hey, I got my copy of Obsession in the mail. And he had 28 million copies. So now they're being distributed.
Right. They went out, 10 million went out in newspapers. We selected, well, the Clarion selected it. I run a watchobsession.org operation, which is a marketing promotional end. I didn't do the actual distribution, except for here in Denver. I'll tell you about that.
Right.
But 10 million went in newspapers all over the country. You open your Sunday paper and you see your, you know, your Publix or King Soopers or whatever, and then you see this thing. And 10 million went that way, and 18 million went out direct mail to select homes all over the United States.
And so this is undoubtedly the biggest distribution of a DVD in history, and it should affect the nation because it's horrifying. Waleed Shubat, who's a former terrorist,
yes,
now Christian, came on this show a few years
Your
ago.
Show here?
Yeah.
Oh,
here,
great.
Bob and you're live. And
you get all the big guys.
We do.
That's what am I doing here?
We got Ann Coulter, Tom Trento.
Yeah, here we go.
Who else do we need? And Alan Keyes, by the way, one of my favorite guys.
Alan's a great guy.
He really is. And he, back then, brought some video clips that were horrifying. And this effort, the Clarion Fund, this DVD obsession, takes those to a mass market and says, this is what they're teaching their kids over in the Middle East, the Arab countries, the Islamic countries, are teaching their kids to be suicide bombers.
Yeah, and let me cut straight to the point. And a lot of this is on our website, watchobsession.org. But right now we have a serious clash of civilizations, and we may have a religious war in the making. Osama bin Laden, Ayman al-Zawahiri, they are fully believing that this is a war of the Muslims against the infidels, the Jews and the Christians. I happen to be a Christian, and it's very, very clear that of the 2.5 million Muslims in the United States, most just want to worship Allah and go about their daily business.
Yeah, that's true. And I, in my experience, the ones I've interacted with, they don't support radical Islam.
No.
But there are, unfortunately, millions, I think more so outside of this country, but it's a growing problem in America. But there are millions who do support the terrorist wing of Islam.
Absolutely. And if we're conservative, Bob, 200,000 Al-Qaeda type people right now in the United States. So break that up per capita. You've got several thousand here in Colorado. And in the intelligence world, where I live quite a bit, I spend a lot of time with the intelligence community. It's called the Fifth Column. It's a group of people waiting for that time to either get involved in some damaging effort to take down the United States, or the soft jihad, which is take over the institutions of the United States, ultimately bringing about Sharia law, remove the Constitution, stick in the Quran, serious stuff.
Soft jihad, whether they're in prison, converting people to Islam in our jails, which is where really 24 hours a day you're a paid missionary for Muhammad. It's absurd.
18% of the prisoners in New York are Muslims, and that's the NOI, Nation of Islam, which is a total phony baloney religion.
Right.
And the Muslims don't even like him, but they like him now. And we have on tape, we have imams basically saying, get the black prisoners, convert them to Islam, bring them to our camps like in Islamberg, and there's 35 camps around the United States. Put AK-47s in their hand and get them ready for the war. We have all kinds of stuff on tape that will be coming out in the near future.
So not only in other countries, but the sequel to Obsession is the Third Jihad. That focuses on what's happening here in this country.
Yeah, Obsession is like a big telescope, giving you the big overarching view of the war against the West. Mm. The follow-up film we've entitled The Third Jihad, the first jihad being Muhammad taking the sword and conquering the Middle East, essentially. The second,
and Muhammad, by the way, just to go back there, in the Quran was put down in writing a couple generations after Muhammad lived. Before that, it was passed down orally. But he sort of had a peaceful phase in his life. I think that's when he didn't have the money and power that he acquired later. Once he had the power, then he became violent.
Absolutely.
And just killed people. To become a convert or will kill you.
Absolutely. There was those two phases. And the apologists now, the cornball organizations like CARE and these other ISNA, these groups that supposedly represent Muslims, and I have no sympathy or time or anything for them. Most Muslims don't even like them. They'll focus on the peaceful time of Muhammad, which we all agree existed, to the denial of his war years, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so here in this country, you've got the majority of Muslims who will, at least when pressed, utterly condemn jihad.
No, I wish they would.
Really?
Yeah. I believe it's in their hearts, but our experience, and I'm all over the country. I have Muslims following me around now where I go. When you push them, you really, really, really. I had a debate last week at the University of South Florida in Tampa.
Yeah.
The MSA, the Muslim Student Association, invited me in, and I basically challenged them to what you just said. Where are you guys? Will you condemn this? They want to talk about Palestine. Will you condemn suicide bombing? Well, they want to parse what a terrorist is. Mm. They're frightened. You got to understand that the Islamic community is very tribal. And if there's one or two bad guys in your community, they're seriously bad. And if you want to speak out, you're terrorized by them. So as much as the good ones want to speak out, they can't find their tongue. And the few that do are ostracized. We got a serious problem in this country, Bob.
There's a major Islamic center in Aurora. We went there a couple of years ago to witness. We brought Bibles and about 100 of us.
Wow.
And it attracted a little bit of attention. I guess the FBI and Homeland Security went with us. I don't know why, the police. But it was peaceful. But they had an imam out and a bunch of guys in their 20s who were really angry. But we went and we shared the love of Jesus Christ, and it diffused the situation. And it was pretty neat. But they had big signs on their fence that said Islam is tolerance. And we went to the media and asked the media, because our media is complicit in promoting these lies. We said, how many synagogues are in Mecca? How many? How many churches are in the whole country of Saudi Arabia? How many? There are zero. There are none. They can't possibly be tolerant. They're utterly intolerant, and yet our media allows them to perpetrate this lie that Islam is tolerant. How so? Where?
It's so absurd that the Saudis fund chairs at major American institutions. Mm. And usually the chair is for the understanding of peace and tolerance between Islam and Christianity. So, but they're teaching their view of Christianity, which is it's not legal in Saudi Arabia. So the money is being spent to train students to understand that it's okay to allow mosques in America, but no churches in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And that mindset is being perpetrated. And those students go into the State Department. And now we have those kinds of problems in the State Department where there's not a fair hearing as to what's really going on.
I remember when we liberated Kuwait back in George Bush Sr.'s administration. And the Kuwaitis said, okay, thank you, but no Jews. We don't want any Jews in our country. And we definitely don't want any of those Jews reporters. And I mean, this is real. This is just how they live. And Americans have a hard time processing how utterly wicked and evil and vicious Islam can be with a heavy hand.
And that's okay for us to have theological debates with them or with Jewish people, whomever, as Christians.
Yeah.
You know, that's healthy in a sense. It's where the political element of Islam is being interjected into American constitutional principles in the United States. That's where there's a clash of civilizations taking place right now. That's serious, serious trouble.
Well, the leading Christian in England, but I realize that's not saying much because Britain is post-Christian, but the Archbishop of Canterbury said recently, it was back like in Christmas time, he's talking about there was
Sharia
no manger.
Law,
he said there's no manger scene, there are no magi, there's no virgin birth, but I think we're going to have Sharia law in the UK almost certainly. And so it is a clash of civilizations. George W. Bush, you know, I'm thankful he went aggressively after terrorists and the Taliban in Afghanistan. I'm thankful he was been aggressive in Iraq. But it's like he falls all over himself to heap praise on Muhammad and the Quran. Now, maybe he hasn't done that in the last couple of years, but you can't find him heaping praise on Jesus Christ, that's for sure, or the Bible. But so we're sort of dysfunctional. We fund the Palestinian Authority. Arafat's dead. He's now with Muhammad somewhere.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, tens of millions.
Sharing virgins, no doubt, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But the millions of dollars we gave to the Palestinian Authority, and, I mean, we caught them red-handed funding terrorism. And so we're almost psychotic in our foreign policy.
That's a very good way of putting it. And as I mentioned, I'm in D.C. a lot with these various think tanks. And they're very close to the administrations and to all that's going on in D.C. And I can sense a little bit of angst on your part. Mm. You could imagine what they feel like knowing the inner workings of the administration, of the geopolitics necessary to keep the oil flowing. A lot of this comes back to oil.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody wants to get mad at George Bush, but don't drive your car anymore and see how long that takes for you to stay in business, right?
Yeah,
he's got to keep those doors open to the Saudis or we're out of business. So we've got to make an energy transition, which is part of this, because guess what? The terrorists are getting weapons and killing the infidel, and we're giving them the money through the oil to buy the weapons through the Saudis to kill the infidel. Really psychotic.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the situation.
It maybe somebody out there in a radio, no, somebody in our studio audience could get a copy of our pamphlet 911, A Christian Response. I'd like to give that to Tom Trenta before he leaves. But Tom, we said back on 9/11 happened. I was on the air as the attack was unfolding on Information Radio Network out of Fort Collins. And then I had a seminar scheduled that week on current events. The next day I went on the air and delivered a Christian response to 9/11. And one of the things we said was America should commit to within a decade having 100 nuclear power plants up if the oil-producing countries don't help us in an aggressive war against Islamic terrorism. Of course, we didn't quite do that. You know, we're a bit schizophrenic, like I said, and it's a real world. We do need oil, but we need to be wiser than we are. And I think the world would have been better off without Bush complimenting Muhammad and the Quran and Ramadan at every turn.
Yeah,
I think that just gives people a false sense of security.
Yeah, and I try to be I'm a single issue voter this cycle. National security, radical Islam, critically serious issue. And sadly, and I don't want to get into politics here, but you're talking about the nuclear facilities. Mm. There's one of the parties didn't want that to happen, still doesn't want it to happen. And if that party prevails, not only are we going to have setbacks on energy, we're going to have setbacks on the radical Islamic issue, because it's not something, if you understand the Weltanschauung, my expertise is in the way Al-Qaeda thinks, the worldview of Al-Qaeda, the theology. If you understand that, the only way you stop that mentality is with a bullet, either with Jesus Christ converting the person, which they won't allow, or a bullet, sadly. You must kill the terrorists. There's no negotiating with terrorists.
Yeah.
And if you don't go into the negotiation understanding that, you're at a disadvantage. It's like playing a poker game and you have no cards, you know? So,
well, and when you have religion, wherever religion teaches it, wherever it elevates suicide, it's devastating. Of course, in World War II, you had the kamikazes, you'd be glorified if you kill yourself. It's fundamentally destabilizing to society. They tell these young guys who are miserable often that if they kill themselves, they'll get 72 virgins, which is utterly inane. But then we have the female suicide bombers, and Tom Trenta, we figured out what they...
What is it? I'm curious.
We figured out what they get, what motivates them. They get to opt out of being one of the 72.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
They don't have to be one.
There
so that's what motivates them to kill themselves.
It's a
great tragedy. But could we tell the audience, we haven't said much about what is in this DVD, Obsession. I mentioned briefly, you got kids on Arab TV saying that they want to grow up to be a suicide bomber, dressed up as terrorists with guns, little kids.
Yeah, obsession, radical Islam's war against the West. And Bob, for your listening audience, they go to our website, sign up, and tell me they want a free copy. They're like 15 bucks or something. If you want a free copy, we'll send you one. No problem. We'll take care of that. No, they don't have to pay anything.
Watch
we'll get it to them.
Obsession.
Watchobsession.org.
Watchobsession.org.
What the movie does in a brilliant manner is it takes the speakers of Islam, the Ayatollahs, the Imams, the clerics in Saudi Arabia, in Iraq, in Iran, in Syria, in Damascus, on TV, on the radio, and weaves together their view of the West. And if you look at that, you have to say, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
Uses their own words to tell their story. Mm-hmm. And even though Muslims want to critique it as being a film that paints all Muslims as terrorists, that's not true.
Right.
But we're using their words against them. That's why they're so angry with us revealing this information, because it's indisputably accurate and true.
Hmm. And polls have been done. I am thankful that the international polls in 20, 30, 50 countries compared to 5 years ago versus in the last 6 months, there's not as much open support for jihad as there was 5 years ago. And so that's somewhat encouraging. And the fact that it looks like we very well may prevail in Iraq, that's also encouraging. I mean, we've denied the terrorists free rein in Afghanistan. We've denied them free rein in Iraq. Libya, Gaddafi, when he saw what we did in Afghanistan, we went after Saddam. He said, here I am. Come on in, guys. I mean, we denied him Libya. These were good developments.
They're thugs, basically. And from a law enforcement perspective, the way you stop thugs is you kill them, you harm them, you put fear into them. You have to create more fear in their life than the fear they're trying to create in the other person's life. Mm. And when there's a vicious, if you looked at the kamikaze bombers, why did they stop? Because a vicious bomb devastated two cities. And it was a zero-sum game. They said, this ain't going to work if we keep doing this.
Right.
They stopped. The Islamic mind is the same way, and some people are calling for nuclear attacks in places. That's not necessary at this point because we have other capabilities to deal with that. But I'll tell you what, if Israel attacks Iran, which is the world's worst kept secret, you're gonna see a conflagration there. If they don't, Iran's gonna hit them with a nuclear bomb. That's as sure as could be, or at least threaten them. So this is how destabilized things are right now. Mm. Christians need to get involved. Christians need to reach out to those Muslims who are their friends and neighbors. Just share their life with them. I have some Muslim friends. It's hard to reach out, but I'm trying. And they're starting to respond and see that we don't want to convert them necessarily.
Well,
we want to share our life with them.
I'd love to share the forgiveness in Jesus Christ with Muslims.
Sure.
That's a priority. But another priority is to make sure they don't kill my kids.
Amen.
That's a priority also. And so we need an aggressive policy, I believe, against radical Islam. And so here in this country, I was surprised, Tom, earlier, we're speaking with Tom Trento, director of the Watch Obsession Education Project, your website, watchobsession.org. I was surprised earlier when you indicated how many you thought in America, how many Muslims actually would be actively supportive of jihad. It seems to me when I've pressed Muslims, and I said earlier, when pressed, they'll condemn the suicide bombers. They don't volunteer that. Yeah. They don't volunteer it in the media. But it seems to me that there wouldn't be that significant a number of closet jihadists here. But you think
Yeah. There absolutely is, not only from the intelligence community, but Pew Research did a survey of the Islamic community, and 25%. Now, there's the Muslims will tell you there's 6 million. There's not. They're trying to keep equal with the Jews. There's about 2.5 to 3 million max. 25% have said that it's justified for a Muslim to put on a suicide belt, blow up innocent people in the propagation of their faith. That's just think of that. 25% of 3 million. That's 600,000, 700,000 agree that, yes, it's okay to kill innocent people by blowing yourself up. That is a frightening statistic, and it's probably more than that. Those are the ones that said it. Now, if you ask the people, well, those who say that, if they did it, would you be glad or sad? Another 25% are going to say, I'd be very glad in the propagation of our faith. And it makes sense when you understand their faith must dominate. It must rule. That's the necessity of jihad to defeat the infidel and have the caliphate. This sounds like a bad Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
It's our life, you and me, today.
Yeah, good point. On our website, kgov.com, we have a worksheet that tries to teach people that it's wrong to kill an abortionist because we're very pro-life here.
And amen. Me too. That's good.
Yeah, we'd like to try abortionists, visualize abortionists on trial, but we teach people biblically based on fundamental principles, it's wrong to go out and kill them. But there are a lot of people who say, well, I think it's okay to kill an abortionist. But those people don't go out and do it. So I'm sort of factoring in a lot of Muslims who would say it's okay to do it, but they're not going to do it.
Right, right, right. Yeah, it's only 25% that would do it. but also those numbers come from the intelligence community. That's a lot of these people are being watched. I'll tell you very quickly about if you go to our website, watchobsession.org, we'll lead you to an organization called MappingSharia.us. They have investigated or researched 200 mosques in the United States so far. They go in undercover, essentially, as a lot of they're Muslims for the most part. They go in.
The ACLU doesn't like this, by the way. They've objected to it.
But it's legal because they're doing research. They're not investigators. Okay, everything's completely
legal.
And
I'm all for it, by the way.
They go in and they've compiled data so far. We presented it last weekend at the University of South Florida in a debate against Muslims. 75% of the 200 mosques that they researched are engaging in seditious behavior partially with a goal to overthrow the American government, bring in Islamic law. Mm. This is going to be published. There's going to be lawsuits filed. There's going to be action by the U.S. attorney in the next 2 or 3 months. All of this is going to be revealed. 75%. I said 25% earlier. Of the mosques are teaching sedition. That means to violate American law and to help overthrow the government.
Tom Trento, director of the Watch Obsession Education Project, and your website. Tom, we're out of time, but the website is watchobsession.org. And Tom, I want to thank you for coming into the studio, for putting on the Denver premiere last night. The sequel is The Third Jihad.
Yes.
And again, thank you for being here.
My pleasure being in the Bat Cave back here.
All right. That's right. The BEL cabin.
Yeah.
Okay. So in Arvada, Colorado, Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school. And our website is kgov.com, and get your free DVD, Obsession.